Vectis Radio.
What's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got the lovely Maura has come in to tell us why she joined the Rotary. Good afternoon, Maura.
Hello there. Nice to be here again.
Lovely to see you. So why did you join the Rotary?
Well, as you know, Rotary is a volunteering organisation.
Yes.
And I was thinking about it and I thought it's down to two men in my life. Not at the same time, obviously.
Phew, yeah.
But the first one was my dad, who always seemed to be helping people in
right.
a little market town where I grew up in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come to the door and say, is your dad in? And they knew he'd come and help them and everything. And I thought, I'd like to be like that. Anyway, going on years later, when I married my husband, Barry, he was in Shanklin Rotary. And so I was asked to go along and help when he was helping and help at their sale and all of this. And they were amazing people.
Right.
Good fun as well as, you know, being serious about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I wouldn't mind being part of that.
Okay.
So I couldn't do it
oh.
because my job was too busy at the time, my teaching
oh,
job.
Right.
And, of course, Rotary clubs meet in the evenings.
And you can't be everywhere, can you?
You can't. You just no. can't do it. And then somebody said, oh, I know there's a breakfast club
ah, okay.
down at the Riverside Centre.
Yes.
And they asked me if I'd like to join. So I said, well, what time is it? Because I knew I had to be at work a certain time. And they were all people who were working at the time.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't have to go too far to my job. So I went along and I said, yep. And I did it. I jumped in and
what,
I've enjoyed it
feet,
ever since. With both feet and
yeah.
two arms as well.
So
yeah.
Did you find that when you turned up at this Rotary meeting completely at random,
yeah.
they were saying, oh, welcome, hello, come in and talk to us about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do they sort of give you a chance to have a view of what they're up to before you decide to join?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I'd already had that, of course,
well, yes, you
see, with my husband.
I was just wondering, in general, if people are listening.
Oh, general people, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. What we do is, if somebody's invited along, we give them a taste of what we've been doing. For example,
okay.
I've just come from West White down at the Needles, and we had a game going down there, you know, they had to pull pegs out of a map of the Isle of Wight.
Oh, right, yeah.
Win a prize or not.
Okay, that's fundraising
yeah.
type
yeah,
thing.
Fundraising.
Yeah,
fundraising. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not just what the Rotary does, does it? I mean, they do good stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They help people
yeah.
in disasters and all sorts, don't
we
they?
We do. We do. In fact, going back, my first disaster that I helped with was the tsunami in 2004.
Right.
Which
right.
some people, the youngsters won't remember that, but some oh. people do.
Yeah.
And I remember.
2004, I thought it was much more recent than that.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
Yeah, I remember it quite clearly, yes.
And we collected on the island so much money from the generous people, and it was doubled by our charity, Rotary
yeah.
Foundation.
Yeah.
We made enough to build a village in Sri Lanka for the fishermen who'd lost everything.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that was one of my first really big sessions
yes.
of doing something.
Yeah. So that's Rotary International.
That's Rotary
what
International.
What do you do locally?
Okay, locally. Well, example, at this present moment in time, we're looking at a primary school in Ryde, where they desperately need some outdoor equipment for
right.
youngsters,
yeah,
yes.
you know. And, you know, their budget is pretty tight.
Yeah.
So we're looking at what they need and we can sort of help them towards that.
That's a good
yes.
idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that outdoor equipment these days, that's not cheap.
No, it's
not. Because it has to meet the right safety specifications.
Exactly, yeah. And it has to be.
It's not just the equipment, is it? It's the flooring underneath
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, and it has to be pretty solid because,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
kids
yes.
jump on things, don't they?
Well, that's the whole point.
You
know? Get them out of the classroom
yeah,
onto the,
yeah.
doing some exercise
yeah.
outside, which is fun. Yeah.
We used to
yeah.
have a climbing frame and we fell off on your head onto the concrete.
Yeah.
That was it.
But yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting one because that's an immediate impact if you can help
yeah.
them.
And also we funded the young carers who out too often.
Yeah.
And we funded a couple of evenings at Ride Bowl.
Oh, right.
Bowling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So they could have a bowling session and a meal afterwards, nice. You know, and have fun with,
yes.
you yeah, know, kids. Do some young person stuff.
Yeah, young person stuff, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to find out more about Rotary, if they're thinking, I'd like to help people more, or I'd like to do that and have some social companionship and things like that, which I'm sure it does provide.
Yeah.
They could just look up Rotary on the Isle of Wight or something like
that. Rotary on the Wight, if they Rotary Google that, and we're on Facebook as well.
And, right.
Whereabouts do you meet? Lots of places.
We meet at PC's Cafe on Watergate Road now.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They've got a cafe, but we have a room to one side, you know, where we sit and we have a meal and a good chat and...
So that's in the evening, is it?
Yeah, that's in the evening.
So is there a morning one still?
There isn't a morning one at the moment.
Right.
Okay.
No, but, you know, I've got thoughts in my mind about that, actually.
Oh, right. If there was a demand for it, I suspect one would be starting.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yes, okay. So, Rotary on the Wight is the place to go. If you feel like you want to help people, feel like you can do more in your community, and want to make some new friends and go out and do some different things.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Then you'd recommend it.
I'm still doing it, and I've been in Rotary, 22 years?
Well, there we are. It can't be that bad.
Do you have any questions, Leo?
Not really. I just thought I'd say that I knew quite... You taught me something about what the local Rotary on the Wight does, because obviously I'd heard a lot about the national...
Yes.
The national... Rotary National, but yeah. I hadn't heard about, because there's a lot of focus on that, but on the island I hadn't really heard some stuff, so I think
brilliant.
It's really good what you're doing for the local community.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just out of interest, as Leo, he hasn't said, but Leo's visually impaired, there's nothing to stop someone with additional needs joining a Rotary club at all?
No.
They're quite accessible.
Everybody has new ideas, don't they? Yeah. Everybody's an individual, and they can all offer something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's worth knowing.
It is worth knowing. Thank you, Maura.
Yeah. Thank you, Maura, for coming in, and thank you for...
thank you.
Thank you to you, all your Rotary colleagues for doing all the work that you do for us on the island and across the world.
Vectis Radio on DAB.